Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 13th, 2019. Today is Saturday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from the 12th chapter of John. Although Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Then Jesus cried aloud, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge, for I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me, he has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life." Here we are again with one of the fundamental themes of John's gospel is about believing in Jesus. And what we hear again today is that even though Jesus has performed signs, those signs have not been enough. John sees this as a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah, who has believed our message, meaning very few people. And then Jesus again repeats the fact that he is giving the message on behalf of the Father. This notion about whoever believes in me will not remain in darkness. And so we are confronted time and time again in the Gospel of John with what it means to believe, what it means to put our trust in Jesus. Time and time again, the Gospel of John sort of elaborates on the line from the first chapter of John, "As many as believed in him, to all who received him, they were given the power to become children of God." It might be at this point, if you've been following along for a few days, that you may say, "I get it already. Believe, believe, believe." And I think if we get bored with it, if we sort of begin to hear these words from the Gospel of John as just so much scriptural yada yada, I think we're missing the point. The point of being called to belief, of being called to radical trust, that's what it's all about, to follow Jesus. It's not about the signs. It's not about the opening of the eyes of the blind, or getting your fill of the loaves, or seeing water turn to wine, or seeing Jesus walk on the water. It's not about that. Can we believe, put our trust in the message that Jesus proclaims? And that message we heard in the third chapter of John. "God so loves the world that he gave his only Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What about us? I recognize that there are many things competing for our belief, for our trust. And I don't know about you, but for me, it feels like we are living in an age of increasing disbelief, increasing cynicism. You can't always believe what you see. You can't always believe what you hear. There's charges and countercharges in our political sphere about people blatantly telling lies, or people blatantly reporting fake news. There's all of this stuff that calls up in us a nascent cynicism. And as Christians, we are called to believe. I do not believe, no pun intended, that to believe means we set aside our natural tendency for inquiry, or we set aside our tendency to want to really be clear and wrestle with things. I do not think that belief is the same thing as being unquestioning. But I do believe, again, pun not intended, that our fundamental identity as people of faith boils down to, is the message that Jesus proclaimed trustworthy? Is it trustworthy enough for us to stake our lives upon it? Well, millions upon millions, apostles and martyrs, the saints in all times, in all places, have staked their lives on the words of this one person, Jesus. Tomorrow we will begin to walk the most sacred week of the Christian year. We will begin to walk Holy Week. And it's a good time for us to do a bit of a gut check. What do we believe? And in an age of cynicism, will we put our trust in the one who said, I came not to judge the world, but to save the world? Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.